Various stakeholders in the West Nile region have appealed for peaceful campaigns as the campaigns for various positions gain momentum. Speaking during the political dialogue organized by the West Nile civil society network with CISNET in Arua City on Tuesday, November 25th, 2025, the stakeholders challenged political actors and their supporters to desist from violence. The mainstream media representatives, government institutions, the religious and cultural bodies, and all political parties present pledged commitment to work harmoniously. The police spokesperson, West Nile, Josephine Amuchia, said the ongoing presidential and parliamentary elections are so far peaceful.
When the electoral time is up, candidates are supposed to stop at 6 p.m. Then you can choose to be on. Police have come in. Tell them that it's time to stop and you go back and proceed with your program next day. So it's our role to enforce the laws and it's what we are doing. Besides, we offer protection to the voters and the general public.
Former Gender Minister, the current chairperson of the NRA party in Arua City, Zoe Bakoko, says violence with individuals and their instances. Others, including the voters, media and supporters.
And I believe it's not only the domain of the government, because issues of peace and more violence starts from you, from me, and then I can project it to other people. The issue of violence and all these problems start with individuals. It's not an organization thing. It doesn't belong to the media house. It doesn't belong to this organization. Individuals start, and then they influence others.
The station manager, 1FM, Chris Lesley, said the media's numerous intimidation and threats from both the political actors and security bodies, which make their work a challenge.
Moses Akuma, Odin, the Secretary of State, the media's leader, in everything.
Fadil Lemeli, the Prime Minister of the Arabian Kingdom, challenges media outlets to provide equal space for political actors.